Right now, we throw the phone lines open, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays, a very successful road trip, 4-3 against two teams that were ahead of them in the standings on the road. You really, I mean, would have liked to have more than that, especially the way things started with those wins in the first two games in Tampa Bay. But you really can't ask for more than a 4-3 road trip against two teams that are ahead of you in the standings. And they finish it off with an emphatic 12-4 win against the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, when you get, again, I know a 4-3 road trip doesn't sound that impressive, but when you get a combined 1 2/3 innings from your starters in two of those games in a row, makes it even tougher to be successful. And the Blue Jays did a good job, and a great job by Chad Jenkins. And here's hoping, even though he's the one with options and Ramon Ortiz isn't, here's hoping that Chad Jenkins did well enough that he's the one that the Blue Jays tab for that Saturday start against the Yankees in the Bronx. That's the next time they need a starting pitcher who's not named R.A. Dickey, Brandon Morrow, or Mark Burley. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Five home runs for the Blue Jays. Emilio Bonifacio goes 3-for-4, scores 3 runs. Bottom of the lineup does a terrific job. The 7, 8, 9 hitters in this game go 4-for-10 with 5 runs scored. And the Blue Jays pick up a big win in Boston. We go to the phones, and we start with Eddie in Fort Erie, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about the road trip. I think they did so well because they put up some great at-bats. Like, they waited for their pitch, and they just let the pitchers challenge with their fastball. I mean, like, it was great. Like, I think they're really starting to get better now at the plate.
Yeah, I think that kind of comes with it, you know, comes with the winning. We have seen a lot of at-bats given away, and we didn't see that as much on this trip. We saw deep counts. We saw them not missing the pitches that they worked to get, which was definitely a real positive.
I wanted to ask you about Ricky Romero as well. How would you feel about the Blue Jays trading him, and if so, could I propose a team and players?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that whatever the Blue Jays could get in trade for Ricky Romero is, I mean, it's almost nothing right now. He's at the absolute floor of his value, I would have to think. I mean, he's having a terrible time right now, and they still owe him another $20 million over the next 3 years. So if you're proposing a trade in which the Blue Jays are going to get some value back for Ricky Romero, I don't think that's possible.
Okay, but can I just...
Sure, tell me what you were thinking.
I'm thinking San Diego and two players, both pitchers. And those two pitchers would be Cashner and Marquis.
I don't think there's any chance that happens.
Well, I don't know.
Why do you think, if you were San Diego, why would you do that?
Because I was there in San Diego for most of the summer, and I saw both of their starts, especially Cashner's. Like, I was blown away by his fastball. His fastball was like Morrow's. It was unbelievable, Mike.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So, again, if you're San Diego, why would you do that?
Probably a fresh start for Romero, and the fact that, you know, maybe it would be close to home, I think, you know. Because sometimes a lot of players who live close to home flourish, like Mauer and all those guys. I can't really think of too many, but Mauer certainly comes to mind, you know.
But if you're San Diego, you're going to give up a kid who's still not even arbitration eligible yet, who's having a terrific year, who struck out more than a guy an inning last year, and you're going to do that for someone who was the worst starting pitcher in the major leagues last season and can barely throw a strike this year?
Well,
yeah, you have to remember there are two sides, right? It's not going to happen just because the Blue Jays want it to happen. There is no chance that the Jays get a player of that caliber for Ricky Romero, the way Ricky's pitching right now. At this point in time, if the Blue Jays were going to trade Ricky Romero, they would have to pay someone to take him.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks for the call, Eddie. I appreciate your good thoughts, but you have to remember the deal has to make sense for the other team. Howard is in Waterloo listening on 570 News. Hello, Howard.
Hello, Mike. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Solid win today. Strong hitting, strong pitching. It's one win at a time, but it's good. Feels good against Boston. My question is, I've noticed that when the Blue Jays call pitchers up, they seem to come from AA, and yet position players come from AAA, and I was hoping you could explain that to me.
I don't know that there's any particular plan behind that, at least not this year. I mean, last year and the 3 years previous, they would not send their top young pitchers to AAA because it's because they were in Las Vegas. It's a terrible pitching environment, and you just don't want to expose your young players to that. So that's why pitchers would come from AA in the past. But right now, it's just been really any port in a storm as far as Blue Jays are concerned. And Chad Jenkins, I think, is the only pitcher that they've brought up from AA this year. And they've used 22 pitchers this year. So that certainly hasn't been the rule this season.
I appreciate the insight. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I think that the Blue Jays now, since the AAA team is in Buffalo, which is a much more fair environment both for hitters and for pitchers, I think we're going to see much more often those top flight young pitchers going through AAA on the way to the major leagues. As far as Chad Jenkins is concerned, I mean, Jenkins pitched in the major leagues last year, so it's not like they're just grabbing him from AA and pulling him up, but he was in AA because he was rehabbing, coming back from a strained lat muscle, and he only got one rehab start, never expected to get the call this soon, but here he was, and he was sensational today as the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 12-4. We're having some issues, so I need help from Dylan Brown, and I get it even before I ask for it. Sam in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590. The Fan, you're next. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, man. I've got a couple quick ones for you today. I'll start with the obvious. There was a lot of talk about moving to a four-man rotation after this go-around, just until somebody gets healthy, whether it be Josh Johnson or, probably more optimistically speaking, either Drabeck or Hutchison. But does the start today sort of quell the notion of going to that four-man rotation? Because I did like what I saw from Jenkins today.
Well, Jenkins would be the fourth man in that four-man rotation. So it doesn't at all, but it's only for another week and a half. I mean, they can only do it because there's an off day Monday and an off day Thursday, which means that they can keep four starters on 4 days rest and not need a fifth starter until May the 21st. So that's the reason they were talking about moving to a four-man. So it's only really for one more turn through the rotation that they'll work for a four-man rotation.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good to hear in any case. And then my second little one is the news about Asuna, the fact that he's probably going to require Tommy John there. That's a nasty little bit of information. It'll probably push his timetable back maybe a year or so. But we got there's still some prospects in the down in the minors that I'm excited about. But the one that everybody seems to like is Aaron Sanchez. Any chance the start to the season, the injuries we've seen, any chance that he gets his timetable pushed up a little to sometime earlier this year? Because I am hearing some people say that he looks big league ready.
No chance.
No chance. Okay.
No chance. I mean, he might get to AA, and he might get to AA a little bit quicker than they might have thought. But no, I mean that's a panic move by a team, is rushing a young pitcher because you have a need here and a young, a guy still in A ball. I think that's the absolute wrong move. Where it's very exciting that Sanchez is a good prospect, but I mean, and I think you're the timetable for these guys in your head is a little, maybe even a lot farther along than it is in reality, because with the Roberto Osuna maybe needing Tommy John surgery, I don't know if I would go so far as to say probably. It at this point, maybe it's more likely than not 52-48 or something like that. But Osuna needing Tommy John surgery right now has zero effect on his timetable coming to the major leagues. He's 20 years old. He's 18 years old, I think. This is a fantastic time for him to have Tommy John surgery. In fact, there was no way he was going to be in the big leagues at 19 or 20. So you get the year out of the way, you rehab, you come back awful strong in 2015, and maybe he has a chance to be in the big leagues in 2016, and he's 21 years old. So it's much better to have Osuna have to do it now than to have to do it in 3 or 4 years.
All right. I knew I was going to get yelled at for that last one, but thanks, Mike.
All right, no problem. I don't think I yelled at you. You just have to be realistic. Guys do not go to the major leagues from A-ball. Pitchers, it just doesn't happen. Tim in Toronto. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 12-4 today. You're on the Blue Jays talk.
Hey, Mike. A great game today. Really, really happy with the offense. Really happy Bonifacio get 3 out of 4, and one of them was a home run, which is fantastic, which helps my fantasy league, by the way.
Very nice.
Now, my question for you is about R.A. Dickey. I'm really looking forward to his next start. Really love watching his throw the knuckleball, and he's got that fastball to go to as well. Do you think it would be beneficial for him to add another pitch into his lineup just to keep the batters guessing?
No, I think the fastball does that enough. I mean, the great knuckleballers throw it 85 to 90% of the time anyway.
Right.
And R.A. Dickey used to be a conventional pitcher, right? So he can throw everything. He just got knocked around a lot when he was a conventional pitcher, so he's much better off throwing the knuckleball as much as possible.
Right, great. All right, yeah. Thanks, Mike. Big fan of the show.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. You know, he won a Cy Young Award last year. I know he hasn't shown that much this season, but I'm confident that the guy knows what he's doing. He's a very, very, very good pitcher, and we're going to see him on Tuesday to open up a little tiny two-game homestand just Tuesday and Wednesday against the San Francisco Giants. Dickey and Morrow against Zito and Vogelsong. Chance to see if the Blue Jays can continue this run that they're on right now. They've won 5 out of 8 as they crawl back to 500. 15 and 24 now on the season. 9.5 games out of first place, but again, way too early to even look at the standings. Let's go up to Adam in Hamilton, listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hello, Adam.
How's it going?
Going all right. Go ahead with your call.
Good. So I don't claim to be as well-versed as any of your callers or yourself. I'm a newer fan. I've, you know, loved baseball my whole life, but it's just get into it at the playoffs, and obviously Blue Jays haven't been there in quite some time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I have to admit, like, I caught the buzz of the media, and I caught the buzz of the new players and the whole scene, and I think it's great, and I'm still in tune, and I'm catching every game, and I'm listening to the radio as I work on my car, so I'm loving that, and I haven't jumped off the bandwagon. But my question is, how much do you think, you know, we all caught that media buzz, and how much do you think that affected the players, that level of potential pressure in the beginning? Because it seems to kind of be off a little bit now, because it couldn't get any worse, so now they seem a little looser and having some success.
Yeah, I honestly think it's just coincidence. It took a while for them to get started. I think that it really didn't have anything to do with the pressure that was on them. I think they welcomed it. I think they wanted the expectations. I think they were all very, very happy to be part of a team that was expected to contend and expected to be in the playoffs. So, you know, sometimes you're going to stub your toe, and the Blue Jays stubbed it pretty hard at the beginning of the season, and now they've got a big deep hole to climb out of.
Well, but it's exciting, and yeah, like you were saying, if we could claw back to 500, that would be all that fans could ask for at this point. So I'm enjoying it, and yeah, look forward to the next series.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, and welcome aboard. Happy to have as many new fans as we can get, even though a lot of the new fans this year have kind of gone off the rails with this lousy start. I'm glad you're still around, Adam, for sure. And yeah, that's what it is. It's a crawl back to 500 right now. The Blue Jays are 9 games under 500. If they can get back to 500 by July 1st, they'll be just fine. I know that's really difficult to contemplate, but they'll be just fine. I mean, remember 2 weeks ago, people calling in talking about the Red Sox and how great they were, and they're going to run away and hide, and the Blue Jays will never catch up to them. The Red Sox were 20-8 at the time. They are now 22-16, so they've lost 8 of their last 10. Teams don't sustain those kinds of hot starts. Teams don't sustain, good teams at least, don't sustain the kind of awful starts that the Blue Jays had. They beat the Red Sox 12-4 today. They win a series for just the second time this season. James is in Markham. James, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Mike. Hey, listen, I just wanted to talk about a couple of things. One is, I think I'll take a little bit of issue with you talking about how pitchers never go from A-ball to the major leagues. They never go from A-ball straight to the major leagues, but even in recent Blue Jays history, you've seen Henderson Alvarez and Jesse Litch go from A-ball to the major leagues in the same season. And
yeah, pitchers can go from A-ball to major leagues in the same season. It's true.
Yeah.
But they don't make the jump directly from there. Drew Hutchison kind of did it. I mean, he only had 6 starts in Double-A, but it was over 2 seasons. Dave Steeb did it. Dave Steeb started a year in A-ball and wound up in the major leagues, but he also made 2 stops along the way. I'm saying you're just not going to get a guy pitching Dunedin and then 5 days later pitching Toronto.
I hear you. I'm just saying we're not talking about necessarily 2015 here, right? I mean, that's
for
one
who?
Thing, but for Aaron Sanchez.
Oh, no, and I never said that we were talking about 2015 for Aaron Sanchez.
But then I wanted to kind of take a side on your, you know, a point on your side is, why don't we see the Dwight Goodens anymore coming up a 20-year-old and dominating? Even Roger Clemens, I think, had 1 year in the minors and came up and dominated. And there's guys with those kind of arms, but they seem to baby those arms a lot more than they used to.
That's why you don't see him coming up right away. Roger Clemens came up and had a pretty mediocre season at 21, and then I think got hurt the next year, and then in 86 really broke through and dominated. But Dwight Gooden, I think he was 19 when he was a rookie. And he came up, and he was fantastic right away. Felix Hernandez was also up pretty young. You'll see guys do it, special arms, big, strong guys, and durable kids. But you won't see it happen a lot. And a lot of it does have to do with the fact that, you know, that they get babied. I mean, look at Aaron Sanchez last year at the beginning of the year. I think for the first half, maybe the first two-thirds of the season, he and Justin Nicolino and Noah Syndergaard and Anthony Desclafani were all piggybacking on each other, going 3 innings a start. So you're not going to build up enough arm strength or enough innings to be able to pitch young in the major leagues if that's the way it works. And I think teams have decided that the best way to keep these guys as healthy as possible for as long as possible is to really build them up slowly on the way up. And add that to, you know, if you want to get to the big leagues at 19 or 20, you've got to be drafted out of high school. You can't go to college, and they're even more careful with high school arms.
For sure. Is there any of these guys in the minor leagues that you think are real sleepers to come up maybe sooner than later? I mean, the one guy that I thought was on, you know, I think is on my radar is Tyler Ybarra. And he's a guy who took a year off out of baseball, but he's 22, 23 year now, and has had a, you know, way more than a strikeout per inning in the last couple of years. I don't know. Any guys like that that you think that within a year or two we could be talking about as top prospects?
Well, I Asuna would be that guy, but he appears to be likely to have his progress delayed for a while. I don't know. I prefer to talk about the guys I've seen, whether it be in spring training or not. And he's not someone who even appeared in a game as a minor league invite, call-up, emergency guy. I want to say, who do I want to say? There is a name, and I can't remember it. But no, I sleeper guys that are off the radar that we're going to see called up like we did Jesse Litch out of nowhere come up and be successful. No, there's nobody off the top of my head that I can think of for that. Appreciate the call, though. We're going to move on. Try to get a couple people more in before we run out of time. Alex in Toronto. Alex is listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk.
Thank you, sir. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
So my question is, I know it's a little too early in the season right now to give an identity for the Jays, but what would you say, like based on our poor record right now, what would you say our identity for the team right now is? And would you say it would be like, or what would you say it's going to be maybe halfway through the season kind of thing? Can you give more of excellent, or your thoughts on what you think our identity is as of right now with our record as we speak?
I'm not sure I even know what that means. I mean, what would you say that the identity of the 92-93 World Series champions was?
I was a little young then to be able to answer that question, but I guess my question wasn't explained too properly. But
well, I think your record is your identity, right?
Yeah.
It's who you are. And if you want to, you know, what are the Blue Jays right now? They're an underachieving, disappointing team that's starting to play a lot better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you hope that as the season goes along, they will play better. But I think it's I don't know that it really means anything.
Mm-hmm.
What your identity as a team is. It means what's meaningful is where you are in the standings.
That's true.
And what kind of team you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Up until a week and change ago, the Blue Jays' identity was a team that can't hit, can't field, can't pitch. But things have turned around, and they've won 5 of their last 8, and they just finished a 4-3 road trip against 2 teams that were ahead of them in the standings. And they've begun that long, slow climb back to 500, one hopes. And there will be bumps in the road along the way. They just can't afford to have too many of them. They are 15-24 right now, even with this 4-3 road trip, and today's 12-4 thrashing of the Boston Red Sox. Appreciate the calls. Apologize to those of you to whom we could not get. We will come back, put a nice pretty bow on this one, get you set for the off day in the little series with San Francisco. The Blue Jays take down the Red Sox 12-4. It is the Honda Post Game Show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. Five home runs for the Blue Jays and a tremendous performance by Chad Jenkins. They get a 12-4 win over the Boston Red Sox to win a series in John Farrell's backyard. It's only their second series win of the season, but a 4-3 road trip and 5 wins in their last 8 games as the Blue Jays attempt the long, slow crawl back to 500. They still have a long way to go. They are 15-24 right now. I'm Mike Wilner. Let's take a look at what else went on across the Major Leagues of Baseball today. The Cleveland Indians rally in the 9th to tie, win it in the 10th. They beat the Detroit Tigers by a score of 4-3. Blown save for Jose Valverde in that one. The New York Yankees take down the Kansas City Royals 4-2. So the Yankees, amazingly, are 23-13. 10 games over 500 right now. Orioles take down the Minnesota Twins 6-0. Wei-Yin Chen gets the win, but leaves with a strained oblique muscle. That is not good news. Texas Rangers take care of Houston 12-7. The final score there. Right now, Seattle leading Oakland 4-1 in the top of the 5th. In the interleague game, it was the Tampa Bay Rays sweeping away the San Diego Padres 4-2, the final score today. Right now in the National League, the Giants up on the Braves, 3-0, top of the 5th. Bottom of the 4th has the Dodgers in front of the Marlins, 2-0, and Arizona leads the Phillies, 2-0. That one in the bottom of the 5th. Earlier today, Cincinnati beat the Brewers 5-1, Pirates over the Mets 3-2, Cubs beat the Nationals 2-1, and it was Colorado 8 and St. Louis 2. Blue Jays have tomorrow off, and they're back at it Tuesday, opening up a two-game series against the World Series champs at Rogers Center. R.A. Dickey against Barry Zito and the San Francisco Giants in the opener. Tuesday, we're on at 7 o'clock Eastern. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Dylan Brown, and Gord Brunt, I'm Mike Wilner. Good evening from Boston.